Hundreds of people ignored the occasional raindrops to attend Tuesday's groundbreaking near the corner of Capitol Circle on Highway 20. Governor Rick Scott even added the occasion to his schedule.
People come up with ideas like this to make sure we save money, and hopefully in this case, even the school district is going to make some money if everybody uses this.
Leon County School Superintendent Jackie Pons noting the district is just one factor behind the facility.
This private-public partnership, reaching out to the private sector in order to bring clean energy into our community.
George Herrera's firm, No Petro, is building the station as a template for what he says will be many across Florida and beyond.
Will lead to dramatic savings for all the operators that start consuming natural gas at our publicly accessible facility.
The compressed natural gas filling station should be serving its first customers sometime this August. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.